Upworthy may have reined in its headline tactics, but the site's empathy-centric focus is still a draw. Brian Boyer, the visuals editor for NPR, also feels emotion is the key to reaching audiences. The problem is they can't measure that by counting unique viewers and clicks, which is why he and his team are working on a new system of metrics they call CareBot. CareBot seeks to measure how much time is spent reading a post and how much it's shared on social media in an attempt to learn whether you cared. NPR's goal, Boyer says, is to create content that connects.
I briefly worked at ProPublica, and impact there is getting a bill passed in the U.S. Congress. And then I worked at Chicago Tribune, and impact there was, you know, getting a governor thrown into jail. Impact here is different. You know, impact at NPR, we do some investigations, but accountability journalism isn't our bread and butter. It's not everything we do every day. You know, we do this journalism because we believe the world could be a better place, right? Mm-hmm. And for us, empathy is impact.
Empathy is impact. For your team or for NPR?
Well, I can't speak for all of NPR. This is a small group within the newsroom, and we're sort of experimenting. But for us, I think it's twofold. One, the medium we work in has a certain empathy-generating power. And so we feel like that's something we should be trying to harness. But then in general at NPR, our business model is sort of wonderful in that our business model is love.
But Hallmark's business model is pretty much based on love. Love to what end?
The end being people becoming members of our family, people becoming donating listeners to their local member stations.
Mm-hmm. It seems a little circular. You want people to feel so that they'll become members so that you can get more people to feel. How does this make the world a better place?
If someone feels more empathy towards someone they've never met, whether it's in, you know, the south side of Chicago or if it's in Yemen, they will you know, be better people. I think a more clear model or clear way to think of our work is like other mission-driven organizations. We're a lot more like a church than we are like some other business. NPR member station members are much more like people tithing than anything else.
But might putting stories through a care filter change the kinds of stories that are produced? You start pushing resources to the emotional stuff. This is a zero-sum game. It moves away from stuff that may be even more important but less emotional.
You know, I love a good technical data-driven story, but I still think it can be written in such a way that is engaging. That said, we'll probably find that we'll have different measurements that are better tuned to certain kinds of stories. A chart post maybe is best to look at this way. A photo-driven post is best to look at another way. I think one of the problems we have is we currently only have one number, or very few numbers like page views or unique visitors. And we ought to have a much more nuanced set of ways to measure how we do things.
So you're not concerned that finding a new metric will influence editorial decisions in a way that might serve the public interest, but not necessarily the public good?
No. What I'm concerned with is we're currently measuring things that don't really matter. And we ought to be trying to measure things that matter more to us. What you choose to measure and what you choose to celebrate influences what you do. And we are hoping to influence what we do, hopefully for the better. But we just need to be mindful that we can't just blindly follow these numbers. This project hopefully will never end, that we'll always be tuning these things and getting away from the rather blunt, easy, raw numbers that, frankly, currently infect how we all work.
Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Boyer is the visuals editor for NPR.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.